The United Nations says its chemical inspectors have destroyed missile warheads and aerial bombs on the first day of their mission in Syria. The job also included chemical mixing equipment. A statement by the United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Syrian personnel used cutting torches and angle grinders to destroy or disable a range of items. The international inspectors returned to their hotel in Damascus following the first day of their work. The joint team is working under a UN Security Council resolution to eliminate Syria's chemical arsenal in return for averting a U.S.-led military strike against the country. The inspectors say the Syrian government has presented promising documents about its weapons. Press TV's Muhammad Ali says as the first day of work to destroy Syria's chemical weapons comes to an end, the world has been able to see that Damascus is serious in fulfilling its promise to cooperate with the international inspectors.
This is a team of around 33 experts from both the United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Today, of course, what happened today was that they started destroying and dismantling those weapons, including production equipment, including filling and mixing machinery, according to some of the officials, actually, and perhaps some of the experts who said some of this information to some media outlets. Not Syrian media outlets, however, Western ones. Of course, we know that what happened today also shows once again and proves that Syria continues to fulfill and commit itself to all the treaties it signed, especially the one that it signed with the OPCW, meaning, according to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad previously in previous statements, Syria has committed itself to every treaty it signed before in Syria's history, and it will continue to do so.